Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Therapy sucks. Or so you thought. I know it can be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later.
See, I think that's the wrong perspective. You never should look at it as money. Like, what do you mean? How are you going to even compare a kid to money?
Because
like,
it costs money to have them.
I mean, what do you mean?
Exactly. Dude, it's been 8 minutes only we've been recording, and I'm already like,
okay, bomb, 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 bomb.
Damn. That's...
Man, this weed is the biggest problem that I have. I smoke weed, and I've been smoking. I haven't smoked weed my whole life. For 37 years, I was against it. I thought it was for potheads. I thought people who smoked it are trash. I talk shit about these people. I went to school, so I understood what happened. So
yeah, because maybe she's expecting it.
But... Of course you want it, but fuck you.
Yeah, but not only
I'm that. The one the fucking is setting the table. What the fuck are you going to tell me how to eat?
Welcome back, Mr. Thank No you. Limit, brother.
Sorry, but I think that was a good, yeah, that was a nice way of doing it, man. Good to see you, bro. Thank you for coming out and joining us on a podcast.
Such on a rainy day.
I know.
The weather's nice outside. Nice, you could be doing anything, but you're here, brother. Thank you.
That. It's all about positivity, you know, trying to, you know, have a positive impact in life, you know, have some sort of a purpose. And, you know, if it can impact some people and give them a different perspective of, you know, the bullshit that's been created out there. You know, there's so many dads that, you know, run away from their kids and, you know, they don't want to be their father. And it's like, why not? You know, I have girls, you know, I'm single now, so I have a bunch of girls. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you get the real text or a fake one where there's a pregnancy test shows positive. I'm like, I'm happy. Let's go.
Oh, shit. This guy's like, whoa, I'm trying to repopulate.
Reproduce.
Yeah, why not? You know, if God is willing you to have a baby, he wants you to have a baby, you have a baby, you know?
But it's also very tough because having kids is expensive. Obviously, you seem like you're doing very well for yourself. So maybe for you, you're in a position where you can take care and raise kids.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong perspective. You never should look at it as money. Like, what do you mean? How are you going to even compare a kid to money?
Because
like,
it costs money to have them.
I mean, what do you mean? Everything costs money. You do things for yourself selfishly that, you know, you spend so much money on that you are okay with. And why wouldn't a kid who brings you so much more life and purpose not be worth? It's priceless. So I can't even put a price on that or value that as...
I mean,
it's not worth the money that I'm
spending. No, but I never said it wasn't worth it. I said it costs a lot of money to raise kids and say, well, it's priceless. The experience may be priceless. But there is a price tag that comes with having kids.
But do you think it's just a reallocation of the money? Because to your point, you'll spend it on yourself. Do you travel.
Well, you become a bigger man in the process. See, that's the thing. When you're becoming a father, you become what you need to become to be the father.
Which is what I was saying.
You can't be the same person before having a kid and continue to be the same person. You need to become a father. So by becoming a father, you have to become a bigger man. And becoming a bigger man, the money shouldn't be an issue. So you shouldn't be looking at it, I'm stuck on this 9-to-5 job for the rest of my life. And now that I'm going to add another 10,000 expense, is gonna how am I going to? No, the idea is you never stop growing. Every day is growth. Right. So God knows when the child comes, you're going to have such a bigger blessing where so many more other doors are going to open. You're going to see life in a different perspective.
Different opportunities, yeah.
You might just wake up the next day and open up a new business and make $1 million the next day. So that, all of these things are only going to happen if you can see it in that perspective. Not as, let me be worried about what's going to happen. How am I going to overcome? Like, when it comes, you have to overcome. That's the whole point of life, to overcome things.
Well, I get 100%. I like what you're saying, really, because which is essentially what I was saying earlier, having kids pushes you to say, you know what, I'm going to be a better person. Not just for me, but also for the kids that I'm going to bring into this world. So if I'm now making, let's say, $70,000 a year, I have kids, I'm going to do whatever I can to make more, to give them the life that they deserve. And at which point, I guess, it goes to what you were saying. It's like things, more opportunities will come, money will come.
If you are going to be the father or the man or the dad that you need to be, you're going to become a bigger person by just having a kid.
Right.
So by becoming a bigger person mentally and physically, by, you know, having a family, now you're more of a competent man. You should be more competent in every aspect of life. So it all adds. See, that's the thing. A lot of people are sitting there waiting for things to happen, for them to have these things. Like, hey, let me make more money before I have a kid. But guess what? Sometimes having a kid might be the way or the reason why you're going to make more money.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's going to bring you so much more happiness, so many other perspectives, so many other people are going to be able to relate with you, because now you're tapping into the whole family community, which is a lot.
Whole another niche and opportunity.
Dude, it's been 8 minutes only we've been recording, and I'm already like,
okay, bomb.
Damn, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so then let's kind of get a little bit back, right? Because you didn't always have kids, right? You were a man before children.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your story, brother. I know that you got a couple gyms. You pulled up in a nice-ass whip outside. What's the no limit? What is this, brother? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm an immigrant kid. I came to this country at 13 years old with my brother and my mom and my dad, coming to America for a bigger future, from Armenia. So the whole perspective of, you know, growing up in Armenia was the Christian community where it's family, morals, respect, you know, the way we were raised. I think the Cubans and a lot of, you know, the Spanish people are with the same family values, you know, the Italian way of, you know, respect and morals and stuff like that. So came to this country when we were 13 for a better future, and where we had everything in Armenia, my parents sold to be able to get us out of the country, because the country was in war, and every kid at the time was being forced to go into the army, and most of them were coming back dead.
Sure.
So, you know, that was their way of saving us, so they sold everything we had. We came to America, started from scratch, from having two houses and cars and everything. We came to America to one-bedroom apartment in Glendale with zero, you know, with my parents working minimum wage. I think at the time it was $3.75 an hour.
Yeah, that was a while ago, man.
Yeah.
Damn, so that was your story. So then you came over here, and then how did you become the man you are right now? You got your gyms, no limit. What's that story? What's the no limit?
Well, I think the idea is we moved so much when we were kids. Like, you know, we went from multiple houses, my dad, when we were growing up, and then multiple cities, and then we came to America. It was always a reset, and in a way, like, you know, I never ended up having the friends or the people in my life that most people do, like 20 years of knowing somebody.
Right, yeah.
It was always like a cutoff, and it was like a new beginning.
It was on the move, yeah.
And I kind of got used to it. It's not tough. It's actually the biggest thing that's happened to me, where it's like I was able to let go and start over, and it was never a problem for me to start over and walk into any new city and make friends or go to a new school. And it was actually more exciting for me, where I'm going to have more opportunities. I already went through this. I already know what I could do here. It was more of like, what's next? What's new? So I think that me going through it as a kid helped me be able to, just like I came to Miami alone. I didn't know what was going on, but I'm like, I said, I'm going to go make it, you know.
How long you been here for?
Two and a half years.
Not that long, but decent amount
of time. I came in alone with no idea what I was walking into. I fell in love, and I went through Miami. know, and I'm here, you know.
So this was right, like, during COVID, like, in the midst of COVID.
I came because of COVID.
Yeah.
Because there was no COVID here. So I came here, and I saw, I went to medical school. I'm a dropout, so.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm. Yeah, the idea is that when we came to America, it was I was supposed to be a doctor. My brother was supposed to be a lawyer. So we went to school. I dropped out. So
oh,
3 years after medical school, I dropped out. So
oh, fuck.
A lot of my, you know, a lot of my ideas and thoughts come because I have the education. I don't just talk out of my ass. People, you know, when they see me this way, there is a really, you know, easy, you know, judge the book by its cover
perception.
Type of thing where
right.
Like you're going to assume I don't know shit or for whatever I'm saying. It's. But, you know, I have a bachelor's in biology. I have a minor in Armenian. So, and I'm very cultured. I've been around everybody. And I'm not afraid to be, you know, outside of my own community
comfort
and
zone, yeah,
make, make friends and
yeah.
go out so and figure it out.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
42. I just turned 42 2 days ago.
No way. Congrats.
Damn,
you look fucking great.
42.
Good birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Congrats, man.
Congrats.
So, yeah, a lot of things are happening. Now it was more of a reset. I just did a whole ceremony on my birthday.
I saw the
combo
you. And yeah, I saw that.
Combo and Rufo, which is something I think even Joe Rogan talks about. If anybody, you know, is in a place where they're stuck or they need a reset or they're where they're in a place where they need a new perspective maybe or just to, like, clear up some negative shit, I think it's an amazing thing to experience and go through. It's a real, like, close to real death experience where, like, this is it.
But did you actually feel like you were going to die?
I know. I thought I was dead for, like, a couple of seconds. I'm like, okay, should I go back or should I stay?
But you're still in control, though.
No. But you don't feel nothing. No, see, the combo was cool. Like, it made me feel warm and a little toxic and poisonous inside. But when the bufo, you smoke the bufo, that thing just takes you to a different world. You have no control. You have complete separation from your mind and body. There's no body. Your ego is gone. Oh, you're just there. Like, you just, it's it. And it's like white light.
Holy shit.
How long was that experience for?
Apparently, it was only 20 minutes, but it felt like I was there for like days.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Man, that's nuts, man.
But it's the experience for the time of what it is to what you experience and what you go through and what your body gets to feel is insane. It's a life-changing experience. You could definitely
try. If I may, let me ask you, because so you had said that you dropped out of medical school. Then how did you get to build kind of who you are today as a man?
Okay.
How did you get everything done?
So yeah, so this is the cool, like, this is why I'm so proud to where I am. And I'm not flossing. I live my life. This is my lifestyle. Everything that happens, we record, it's content. It's not, we're trying to figure out content to create. You know,
it just
happens.
Life.
Yeah.
It's just
so
everyday.
My first job in America was McDonald's. Second job was Taco Bell. So I started off from literally from the bottom. So anybody that feels any type of way that I may feel towards any community or anything, I've done and I've been there. I know how it feels. I know what it is. I was one of every one of these people. And I was elderly at a hospital where I was cleaning beds and cleaning up shit. I've done it all and went to the corporate world where I was a GM at LA Fitness, met my wife. There was a little family bakery that wasn't doing well. She had plans of doing a shoe line. And I had plans of opening up my gym.
Okay.
And we decided to put our own separate plans aside to be able to be together, to focus on building one bakery. And by just spending time together at the bakery, we started seeing just changes happening just from the experience from McDonald's and Taco Bell, just implementing just the shit that, like, it was basic shit, but, like, in our community, it wasn't really thought of, you know? So just implementing the American ways into the culture, we were able to make from one bakery together. We opened up five within the next 5 years. We opened one every year. And in the process, five chicken wing restaurants, a meal prep company. I had 12 physical locations of businesses in LA at one point before Corona. 12 physical locations that I was managing personally by myself. My wife would do the paperwork, and my ex-wife, and I would be the one running 24/7.
Daily operations, yeah. Shit, dude.
The movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you opened up your gym. You got to open it up.
Gym was one of the businesses in LA. And then when Corona happened, I came to Miami. I started partying and I spent so much money here. I said I need to have more of a purpose and a reason to be here other than just partying.
Okay.
So let's make a business of it where, like, and I have more of a reason to be here. So I gave myself a reason.
Nice, bro.
To enjoy this life, you know, because I want to be here. So
yeah,
that's all happened that way.
Shit. That's incredible. So then it seems like everything's going good, right? So then you recently did this experience with the Bufo and the Combo, right?
Yeah.
So what was it that I guess you got to your point of your life where you're like, you know what? Maybe I do need some sort of reset.
Reset, yeah.
Man, this weed is the biggest problem that I have. I smoke weed, and I've been smoking. I haven't smoked weed my whole life. For 37 years, I was against it. I thought it was for potheads. I thought people who smoked it are trash. I talk shit about these people. I went to school, so I understood what happened. So 37, when I went through this phase of depression, I tore my pec. I didn't do surgery. I didn't realize. I went from lifting 180-pound dumbbells to 5. Like, I completely tore it, no surgery for 6 months. I went back to rehabbing and rebuilding, but I lost myself in the process. I lost, like, 30 pounds. But I was on a TV show on Armenian TV. Like, I'd done everything. I was on a high where I was on billboards in Armenia. Everybody was talking about the show and this and that. So I didn't realize, like, I was going through this negative, you know, depression thing inside where I wasn't happy with myself because I went from being the big jack and lifting all this crazy shit where, like, I couldn't really lift shit, but I was still a hero because I was on TV and everybody was still clapping. But
so everyone saw you as this guy, but you were like, I don't feel
well,
like
that's that. The thing. I didn't even realize that because my ex suggested I should start smoking weed. And I started experimenting with weed and I started just getting lost in the whole weed world of fantasy land where everything was great, but nothing was really great. It was just all in your head.
Yeah.
So I lost a lot of the reality because, you know, in LA, weed was so accessible. We had the stores. That's all we had was in Corona was weed. And I would stack up in, I would smoke like $500 a day. Just go into a store, get all these pre-rolls and different, and I would have different flavors with different colors every throughout the day. And I would just drive around through my businesses and smoke. I had my Cullinan. So I was chilling, you know, but in the reality, like, I was going through this whole dependency on weed, this whole depression of trying to figure out what the fuck, you know, what happened. And then, yeah, and then not until years later I figured out, like, that was the biggest thing that got me. I didn't even realize. And my ex, when I went to ask for help, I said, you know, I'm not good. I mean, not in a good place. She said, you should go get help. I said, yes, okay. That's when I realized I had to go. You know, that's why, you know, that was the beginning of the end type of thing, so.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit, man. I feel like you've lived, like, 100 lives. That's fucking. And your ex, you guys aren't together anymore. Are you guys still,
that's
like,
the girl that I have my kids with, so.
Okay, the mother of your children.
Yeah, mother of my kids.
And you guys on good terms still, or?
No, we're just.
Being
the
parent.
Yeah. She's the mom.
Okay. Is she in Miami too, or
no? She's in LA. That's why I go to LA every other weekend. I go see my kids. Okay. I'm about to fly out tomorrow morning.
Okay,
that's why I'm in LA.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and then I come back.
Okay, okay.
Five days later, when I'm done with the kids, I come back.
Oh man, dude, it's crazy because when you would see you maybe like as somebody who doesn't know you, no one would think like this guy has lived the life that you have. You know, the businesses, winning the medical school. Immigrated into this country.
I even went to the criminal system. I went to the system, all of that.
Yeah, you've seen like everything, right? You know, so, but the fact that you kind of tried to use all that and you push through it, persevered, and look at you now, I feel like it seems like you overcame so much, you know, it's pretty admirable.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts because it's like you have to have something different about you. Like, you're just built different in order to be able to overcome. Because anybody else would have probably just been like, oh, this is, you know, just accept it, you know?
Yeah.
Where is it that you found that, like, inner strength to say, like, nah, I'm going to keep going? You think it's maybe from, like, your upbringing, your culture, what it was like, maybe your parents or something? What drove you to keep
going? No, it was more about the concept of, you know, I understand life in a different light now where every end is a new beginning. So it's like, okay, if it's not this way, then what's the bigger thing. I don't see it as a failure. Like, there's been businesses that I've opened that I've had to close. I wasn't ashamed of it. I was like, okay, we learned that this isn't going to work. So what do we got to do next? So it's never been this is a problem. It's like, okay, so what do we got to fix? How do we go about it next to make it what it needs to be type of thing? So it's never a failure. It's just a reset. It's time to let go.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of people, when they get stuck on a business or an idea, they have a hard time letting go. And that's why they end up failing, because they literally drive themselves to death by not understanding maybe this isn't the way. Maybe we got to let it go. Maybe, you know, it's not the journey that I thought it was. Maybe I need to just step back and reset. You know what I mean? So, and I have this thing where, like, you know, if you're doing whatever you're doing and if it's not giving the life that you want or envision for yourself, like, you know, if you're going to think that in 5 years the same way of being is going to give you that life, that's the lifestyle, then you shouldn't be doing it. There's no reason for you to continue. So there's no point to wait to see what's going to happen next. You need to figure it out now and reset now. Nothing is going to come as you wait. You're wasting time. The sooner you understand that you need to stop what you're doing and change, the sooner it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Waiting for it is not going to come. You need to understand and stop.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are just very, like, passive when it comes to things. They go, like, they just kind of go with it instead of saying, well, is this the life that I envisioned? Is this the life that I want for myself? And if the answer is no, then what are we continuing to do, you know, to do here? You know, 9-to-5s are notoriously, you know, famous for that, because people just go through it thinking that is going to be their way of success. But it's like, what do you want out of life? And if this is not it, then what do we do?
Yeah, why are you continuing? You know what I mean? What's the point of living to 80 if you're going to continue like this for the rest of your life?
And if you're not happy.
What's your purpose?
Yeah, yeah. Sure,
what's your purpose?
Sure.
I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people found purpose in watching Netflix and, you know, being this energy source where they just get drained by absorbing into their phones and then their TVs. Mm-hmm. But, like, in reality, what's your fucking purpose? You're just eating and watching TV and you're on your phone all day.
Consuming.
You're not contributing to life. You're not trying to be any better. You're just trying to live until you die, but without any achievements or any accomplishments in the process.
Yeah, man, I can see, man, what I like about it, I feel like running through a brick wall right now. Mm. You know, I feel like a lot of motivation, because it's like, you're literally like there's, like, cut the bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I can just imagine a lot of people, they just kind of walk into a war. Maybe they fail and they're just like, no, I'm never going to succeed, or this is just my life. And you're like, fuck that, dude. This is my life. I'm going to take control of my life. And I feel like that's what's different. But, man, there's just got to be something different in you, because I can see how just a lot of other people, that they just kind of feel like, oh, well, this is what my life is going to be. And they just accept it. Mm-hmm. This is my 9-to-5. I'm never going to break out of this.
Yeah.
But it's no, it's you taking action.
I think it's the mindset of having the no limit concept and being all in, where it's like, mm-hmm. yo, if this isn't going to be this way, I'd rather not be. I'd rather die than to be a fucking monkey or one of the society where I'm going to be like everybody else. I've already lived this way. For me not to continue to get better, there's no reason for me to live. So that's the thing. People should want to achieve and be more, and they shouldn't be afraid of getting it for themselves. You know, and that's the problem. They don't see the vision. They're too comfortable being there, and there's always the fear of the failure, so they never go all in. Or I'm going to go die for this shit. And if it doesn't work, if I die, I die. And that's got to be the mindset. If you die, you die. If you're not going to live to be the man that you need to be, then fucking what's the point?
So then let me ask you. So if what advice would you give to somebody? Because I like that concept, because, dude, I'm just kind of sitting here. It's the end of the year. You know, the new year's coming. Want to make some changes. You know, what do we want to accomplish? And it's like, dude, you just can't wait for it to happen. You know, you have to go out and get it. So to someone, let's say for me, you're talking to me or anybody else that's watching you, man, what advice would you give to them to be like, hey, snap the fuck out of it. This is what needs to be done. What would you tell them?
Don't be afraid, dog. No fear is the biggest thing. Like, I know it's like a thing to say no fear, but you should never be afraid. And the biggest thing is you shouldn't be afraid to die. And if you go all in and you say, if you die, you die, that's the mindset that you need to be on. And that's the only people that succeed. They go all in and they fucking will kill and do whatever they need. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody should stop you, especially yourself. And honestly, you know, on a side note, on the medical level, there's so many guys out there with the testosterone deficiency where if it affects your mindset, your mind, the way you feel about life and how you respond to a female, because it's all hormonal, right? So things that are being exchanged now are so on a different level where the men, the way they need to be, aren't the way they are. So a lot of it comes from having balls. The fear, no fear concept comes from having balls. And if you have a bitch at home that's controlling your life, guess what? You have no fucking balls. You're never going to be the guy that says, fuck it, I'm going to go get this shit done, because your bitch is going to tell you, shut the fuck up and sit down. And you're going to do so because you have no other choice.
Damn, dude. It's gonna hurt.
That's
some
the
people.
Reality,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Is that who you are?
No, I think that's kind of how you are.
But that's the reality, though. Like, if a girl is going to tell you, yo, this is how you need to be, this is the schedule you need to be on, or you can't do this, then you're never going to have the balls to get out there and do shit, because you have a girl telling you how to be. And as a man, you can't have a girl. A girl will never know what a man needs to be or how he needs to be for her to tell you. So why the fuck would you allow that to be?
Dude, it reminds me of like this quote, and it's like men in this world have to become someone. Women, they just have to be beautiful, be pretty, just and be. Know the right person. Just be. Exactly. It's like a lot of women, they will never understand the pressure and the work it takes to become successful, to become. I'm not saying they don't work hard, they do, but like there's so much pressure for men that you have to like be somebody. If not, you're nobody. You know, like a girl, you're pretty, whatever. You can go about life just fine. But a guy looks is just not enough. You got to have something to back it up, you know?
Well, that's the thing in Miami, especially. Let's go on the side.
Beautiful. I want to go there.
Right
there.
Good job. You like that, right?
For 10K, any chick, but that's what we were talking about yesterday. Like, most of these girls that you see that look like nines and tens, before these surgeries, you would have never looked at them. You would have never considered them to be an asset. And a $10,000 job can change somebody from a nothing to a hero. Like, they can go from a 4 to a 9, you know, with a nice BBL and, you know, some teeth and whatever.
Yeah.
And these things get done in Colombia for a couple thousand, couple hundred, where you can go and come back as a new human. And that's what
true.
But that's the thing. In reality, they look like tens to us, but in their own head, they really are not, because they never accomplished it. That's why they give it away so easily. That's why there's no really value, where an exchange of $20 or $40 is enough for this to happen, because in their own head, they're only a 4. As much as the value of them might see themselves in the mirror. You know, the shallow hell effect, you might,
yeah.
you're not confident enough, because that's not you. You didn't achieve that. You're lying to yourself. You're a fake.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Damn. Because I'm thinking, like it's true, kind of like as a woman, you $5,000 investment, you get some work
but
done.
Guess what? How much money can a guy invest into himself to become that, to have that much change in his life?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't. You need to have at least a couple $100,000 car. You need to have some nice teeth, right. Some hair, whatever, clothes. Your closet is going to be it's going to be expensive. And you know, a girl can be in a Fashion Nova outfit, go out and, you know, sure. and get any guy in their Cullinan and in their Lambos. But, you know, guy without any assets or any swag is not really going to be able to achieve these girls. And 10,000 is not even, you can't do shit as a man. I think for $500,000 maybe, you might be able to set yourself up to be some sort of an asset as compared to the female's 10,000.
That's what I'm saying. It's like for women, it's like an easy investment, right? Like, you know, the return on investment is really high for like guys. There's so much more to achieve. Fucking.
Well, I kind of feel bad for it. I just saw something recently on Instagram where it's only like 17% of the guys in the world over 6 feet. And like, if you count...
Oh.
Like, it was something crazy where the over 6 feet and over $100,000 a month income is only like 0.02% of the guys in the world.
And you look at the list of like, oh, well, what do you want in a man? And the women are like, they got to be over 6 feet, have to be making six figures, have to
there's
be
only
this,
0.02% of the guys.
In shape, this and that.
And that's not even including the looks. That was just being over 6 feet and over 100,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How tall are you?
About 6'1".
Mark, he's good. Yeah, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I've been the top 0 points.
Yeah, you're one of the few of them. One of the few of them.
For a minute, probably.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, it's crazy. You don't realize, like, a lot of this gets depreciated by the fakes and the people who are in these whole fashion Nova industries and the OnlyFans, where they will never understand and appreciate the fact that, yo, the guy in a $500,000 car that's fat, out of shape, and doesn't, you know, I don't know what happened, but it's not the same as me. We're not on the same category. But in Miami, with the whole BBLs and no respect and morals and values of, I'm actually this person. Because in reality, if you make yourself to be the person, you expect certain respect. But if you look like a 10 and you act like the prostitute, guess what? $40. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that exists here because it's all fake. True. Just like a lot of the guys who wear the fake clothes in Miami, the whole fake lifestyle, the
fake
rentals,
yeah.
everything. Just flexing on each other with fake stuff, and everybody's accepting
it. It's like fake competition is what I see, because then you see like, oh, well, he's got this, well, I got that. But if you go to the lengths of getting that, but it's fake just to try to compete, it's almost like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you really winning? Nothing.
Right.
You just,
well, that's the thing. Like, that's when you said, like, what's one of the things that, you know, is different. I'm not fake. Like, I'm not afraid to tell you I worked at McDonald's. I'm not, this is real. I would never fucking put a fake on to come and try to impress you, because there is people who wear the real, and you don't want to look stupid. You want to be proud. You want to be there for a reason, not just to pretend to be there.
You had posted something, I was looking through your Instagram, something about a Casablanca set.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody gave me a fake set.
Yeah, yeah.
As a gift.
Did you find out right?
And away? I asked them, I said, yo, it's not fake, right? He said, no, not for you. I said,
how did you know it was fake? It was obvious?
Yeah, because the thing is,
I put it next to mine.
He's literally showing all his other ones, and then he shows that one. And it's
like, come on.
You can just kind of see it, and then he kind of goes off. He starts explaining, you know, for the people who don't understand. But even those who don't, like, I don't fucking understand. But you could just tell, right?
Yeah, the colors off. Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking. It's like, do you think that because we're not just Miami, because, you know, you're also a big city guy. You're in LA as well. So being in these big cities, do you think that this whole competition, like, what is it all about? Like, what's the whole point of it?
Because some people fall for it. You know, especially these people. I mean, it only happens in certain cities. You know, with certain communities. I realize, you know, with the Latins that came off the boat, they don't speak the English, they fall for it. You know what I mean? But people who have been in America who speak English, they can tell the difference. They don't fuck with these people. It's more about every community, every level has its own people. And, you know, there's the people who real the normal lifestyle, you know, wear their Levi's and blah, blah, blah. And there's people who pretend to have this stuff where they wear the fake Louis Vuittons and shit like that, which is a little bit more, but which it makes no sense because these fakes are not cheap.
You had said that in the video too.
It's not cheap. It's a couple of $100. I mean, comparing it to a couple thousand to a couple hundred, it makes sense. Yeah. But in reality, you're paying for a fucking $20 shit.
Right.
That's pretending to be a couple $1,000 thing. Like, it's just a mind fuck where, like, you're lying to yourself on so many different levels where you mentally are failing yourself to accept fake. Like, it's on a different level where you can't accept these things. You can't know that something is wrong and accept it and be okay with it and walk around proudly, because there's something wrong with you. You're not being real with yourself. And that's the key. Like, you need to be real. And who are you lying to? You can't lie to yourself. You need to be in peace with your heart, within yourself, where nobody can walk up to you and make you feel any type of way. Like, I'm good. Fuck you, you know what I mean? Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. I got nothing to worry about. And if you die, you die. That's it. Just be real.
I don't like that.
Let me ask you, what was I going to say? Coming down to this whole kind of Miami environment as well, so now that you're single, how long have you been single for?
My whole life. No.
All right. So, dude, let me ask you this, because I'm sure, you know, given that you, if someone were to look at you, they're like, oh, this guy's like a Miami guy. You know, like, you know, you got the nice car, you got the nice place, you got the nice clothes, you carry yourself, you go to nice places. What is that like with the people that then get you attract around you? Not just women, also, you know, I guess people who want to come up to you, you know? Do you experience a lot of also like that fake, two-faced kind of shit as well?
That's mostly what it is.
That's what I had a feeling, man, because you, what I like about you is that you're really no bullshit. And that's another reason why I was excited to get you on, because I knew like we could throw anything at you and you're just going to say whatever the fuck you want to say. You're loose cannon type shit. I live for that shit. You know what I mean? So then how do you translate that to your everyday life? Because being here in Miami and obviously the man of your status, you probably run into that shit all the time.
You got to learn to say no. And, you know, most of these people that come around, they come with the wrong intentions. They're not there for you. They want to take advantage of you. They want to take advantage of what you got. And most of these people, sadly, they don't have the vision for themselves. So they want not to be like you. They want to be you. So they want to take your spot. They want to take what you have. They want to go after what you're doing instead of, yo, like, let me figure out my own way of this guy. You know what I mean? And that's the sad reality. People can't figure it out for themselves. And once they even see it, it's like, no, I want this, because that's all they can see. They can never see it for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And you just got, I'm alone. I'm alone most of the time. I like females, but those females don't last long either, because I don't like to be dependent on anyone. And I don't want anybody to feel any kind of obligation that I owe them or they owe me kind of thing. I want to be able to have the freedom to do whatever the fuck I want at any time, without having to explain to anyone anything.
So you don't think that you can ever like maybe settle down with a lady and just be like, you know what, I just want that one person.
I do want that one person, but as a man, you need to be the man, and she needs to understand that.
Yeah, but there are women out there like that would gladly be probably with you and then only be with you, but they'll play the woman role and you'll be able to, you know, be the man in the relationship.
I've had that. Listen, at the end of the day, like.
So a quick break to talk about our sponsorships. AG1, we just got a partnership with them, and it's been amazing. How's it been going for you?
Man, AG1 is awesome. I've been taking it for a little bit over a month now. We both have. And first thing in the morning, it's super quick to take. It's a kind of all-in-one package. It's a powder form. It makes it water nice and cold. Good tasting, and it gives you everything you need. Helps you with energy, helps you with your gut health and immune system. I mean, overall, it's a great product.
Yeah, my favorite thing is I take it in the morning as soon as I wake up. That way, on my way to the gym, I'm already getting the fuel that I need. And one thing that I really like about it is that it doesn't upset my stomach as it would if I'm taking a whole laundry list of vitamins.
Yeah.
So it really starts my day with literally everything that I need to get right. And what I like about it is that as soon as I take it in the morning, it's almost like a mental check for me to say, you know what, I'm doing something for me. Because I know that, I mean, if you think about it, you wake up in the morning, you just go straight to work, you don't really eat anything, so it's like you don't have anything in your system. At least with this, you know that the first thing that you do every single day is that you're taking care of yourself. It's a full replacement of all these other vitamins and minerals and everything that you could be buying individually that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So for literally one price, you're literally getting a full array of nutrition in a pack, in a scoop, whatever you want to do. And fortunately for us, we do have the sponsorship that with AG1, it not only are you getting like the whole subscription of it, but we're also including 5 travel packs as well as a year's supply worth of the vitamin D.
For sure.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the vitamin D or the drops. So you can just take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 drops depending how much you want to take. And you just, in the morning too, super quick. And what I love about the fact is there's not a bunch of pills that you have to take, which is what you were saying earlier. It's just like one scoop, a couple of drops, and that's it. Ready to go.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that just throughout the day, I don't know if it's like in my head that I'm taking it or if it's the fact that it's actually working, but I want to believe that it is because I feel amazing when I'm doing it. I feel more efficient. I feel like my stomach is also responding better to things when I eat. My energy levels are also better. And again, it really sets the tone for the rest of the day when I take this. So fortunately for us with this partnership, if you want to take ownership of your health, you know, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. In order to do so, go to drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
It's you need to be free. And any female that gets any kind of commitment with you, they kind of try to change you. They want to be different with you. And I hope that there's somebody that comes into my life that gives me a different perspective, but
haven't come across it yet.
I haven't been able to see it, but at the end of the day, like I said, as a man, you can't be stuck on one woman where this is it. It could be it as far as this is my love, this is my home, this is where I am. But as an alpha, as a male, that you need to be the balls that you need to have, those balls can't be in somebody's hands. Those balls need to be passed around so they could be talked about. Different hands? It's good for business.
Different hands, I guess.
You got to switch hands. No, that's the reality. Like I said, I tell these girls, listen, if everybody didn't want me, you wouldn't want me either. Mm. It's simple as that. It's simple as that. So if you want me to tuck everybody out, they say, you're not going to want me either. So I'm not going to be the guy that you want.
All right, so then you think then as a, say, high status, high value man, sure. You can't be tied down to just one woman.
I think that tying down is the problem.
You want to rephrase it for me then?
Just kind of, I guess, being exclusive with one woman.
Listen, like, monogamy is great for a woman to be with you. That's the only value that the woman can bring you. But as a man, to be a high-value man, you need to have multiple females in your life. And you can't be dependent on one woman's feelings, emotions, and things like that. As a man, you shouldn't be worried about how great the woman's day was and how many problems she had finding parking. Like, I don't give a fuck. I have bigger things to worry about. You know what I mean?
But you don't think that, like, having a right woman, being with the right person, can also elevate you and push you to do the next level? Like, you were talking about having kids and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
That happened with my ex. I know. It happened with my ex where, like, I kind of saw a bigger life with her where, like, I got the family vision and tied down. But I think that's a phase in your life you go through, and some people get stuck with it, and that's what it is for the rest of their life. And, you know, I came to a place in my life where going through all that, when Corona hit, I was going to open the sixth bakery, and I wanted to get a clothing brand going. I was getting a building, so I was trying to expand. And when I came to my wife, I said, you know, I want to do this and that. She said, you know, I'd rather live in an apartment than have this much stress. That's when I said peace, because I'm not done. I can do more. Like, why the fuck would I stop? I want to do more. I want to accomplish shit. I want to get things done. What am I going to do with my time if I could do more if I'm not doing it?
Yeah, but so maybe you guys weren't compatible in that sense, where maybe you had certain aspirations you wanted to achieve. But what could be greater than being with somebody that truly cares about you, for you, and you come home to them? Doesn't matter if you come home to them in a villa or in an apartment. But if that person's there for you and just ride or die, you guys have a great bond. After a long day, you come home to that person. That is success in itself, wouldn't you say? That's
the basic monkey mentality, I feel like, where everybody's stuck on being comfortable. That's the 9-to-5 mentality, because you know you have somebody at home, you're going to fuck them, you're going to go home, there's going to be food, you're going to wake up next to somebody in the morning, somebody's going to hug you. You have somebody that you can depend on. As a man, you don't need to depend on nobody. You got to depend on yourself. If you think your bitch is going to be next to you, with you, when you're going through shit, when shit hits the fan, guess what? When she gets an opportunity with somebody else that's going to come and try to save her, she's going to go. She's not going to be next to you.
But some people do. Some women do stay by their man, you know,
through tough times. And that's what, both of them sink together.
But or she right. Everybody has phases. Everybody goes through shit. But if they ride with you, help you pull through it, you don't believe it?
If any woman has any kind of value, she moves to better opportunities. There's no waiting and winning with you. Those people that are stuck together, they have issues and they have their own reasons for being stuck together, comfortable.
I don't know.
Have you always had this mentality, or do you kind of associate this to maybe like how you were raised? Because in a sense, you remember how you were telling me that you came here, you were kind of always moving around. You were never settled anywhere. We're like, oh, that sucks. And you're like, nah. Like, for me, that was always a new opportunity.
Yeah.
So for you, it seems like your whole life was always like, all right, I'm always moving. I got to keep moving. Do you think that that's why you have the same kind of ideology when it comes to relationships, where it's like, hey, I can't stop.
No, honestly, when I was the Italian mentality, the Armenian mentality, the whole culture we were raised with is like, you're the man, you have the wife. She stays home, she cooks and cleans.
Okay,
you have the family, you have your mistress, you have your hoe, you have this, you have that. The more hoes, the more of a man that you are. That was the mindset that I was raised with, where Though my dad didn't teach me that, but that's what I saw. And that's what the man that I wanted to be, because I realized that was the man of stature, where you have your hoes, you have your life, you have your family, you take care of business, you got your cars, you got your money. You're living life. You know what I mean? That's the man I want to inspire to be, and that's like the ultimate alpha mindset and behavior.
That's what success for like for a man in Armenia, that's more of like what it looks like for like a successful, like a high status man. I don't know. I'm asking from...
No, it's not just Armenia. I feel like that's just any man in a statue, you know what I mean, when they have power, in any kind of kingdom, any kind of men in the power in the past, and they've had their wives, they had their mistresses, they had, you know, all these things all in place because everybody had their port. You know what I mean? Wife has their port. You know what I mean? A mistress has their port. You know, you go to your wife for a reason, you go to your family, you go there for a different reason. And I think more now it's being talked about with Andrew Tate and everybody else coming out with the same mindset of this is the old school man mentality, that this is how it's supposed to be, where woman is woman, man is man, and we need to keep that separate, where you give me respect. At the end of the day, you need to understand, just like how you said, every woman can walk and get respect and get treated and blah, blah, blah by any man. Guess what? There's so many of these women and there isn't that many of these guys.
Well, we talked about, what is it, 80% of women...
I don't know the number, but...
Well, yeah, but the majority of women deal with a minority percentage of men. I think it's like the top 20% of men have
it's
access
like
to...
like the top 10% of women are fucking, like all 90% of women or some bullshit. Ridiculous number.
Yeah, yeah, majority of men, you know, the minority of men fuck all the women.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And it's because they have access to them, because women will gravitate towards men who have higher resources.
To his point, he's like, listen, that's if you want me, you ain't the only one that wants me,
well,
you know?
Yeah, that's a great... Well, exactly, because remember, did I share a post with you? Well, I did, with you and Christina and Claudia, my girl. And it's like, if you want a rich guy, you have to accept the fact that they're going to fuck around with other women. Like,
that's what it is.
If you want me to pay all the bills, I'm going to be fucking other chicks, too.
Listen, that's what makes you an alpha. See, I don't know if you guys watch the Discovery Channel. That's like the best way to learn in life. Go watch the Discovery Channel or watch Netflix. There's a show called Chimp Empire, which is one of my favorite shows.
Really?
Chimp Empire, it's a kingdom of chimps, 120 of them being led by one alpha and everybody being in their place. See, alpha is there for a reason. It's there to pass their genes down. It's supposed to multiply and be with multiple women. Alpha is not there to have the family and the kids. Alpha is the big protector that needs to be with multiple people in their life. He's the warrior that goes around that gets the respect by
like
a lot
Khan,
of people.
Though. Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Not like a penguin. The penguin, they will give you a pebble and that's like your penguin for the rest of your life. Fuck that. Right?
I think so.
Oh, it is.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. That society has created the whole... You guys need to understand, too, before when the whole family dynamic was created, they needed to have population. They needed to have people because they had wars. We had all these things. The people were dying on the regular. They needed to have people to work in the farms. They needed people for workforce. And now the whole family dynamic is gone because we're overpopulated. So we need to understand the fact that the whole family dynamic was created for a reason, and now it's being taken away for a reason. You don't need to believe in one or the other. Who is you? What are you trying to accomplish in life?
Sure.
You can have the family. You can have the 9-to-5. That's great. But if you want to have this car and this house, and you can't have all that until, you know, you achieve what you need to achieve. And most of the time, having a 9-to-5 and a family is never going to give you that life. You need to be the man that you need to be to accomplish the things you need to accomplish so you can put yourself in a place that you can, you know, get that. Yeah. And the woman will come at that level, and he will get whatever you need at that level with the family and the kids, and all that shit will come with it too. So,
yeah, but woman will come if you're on that level. It's like, do you want me for me or do you want me for the fucking lifestyle I can provide?
It's that.
And it's the latter. And it's like, but do I want to be with a person like that who's only with me for my money?
Like, see, I feel like this is such a sad topic where people say this. It's like most people who have this conversation, they don't have money.
Yeah.
And once you have money, I'm not talking about you. No disrespect to you.
No.
But this perspective exists. It's good that you bring it up. But... yeah, respond to that.
Tell me again what you said.
No, that like Do you want me or do you want me for the resources that I can provide? You said it's that. It's that.
Well, here's the thing: the female with the you know, with the looks and the femininity and what you want, the status and the symbol, the trophy wife, the trophy wife that you want is gonna expect all of that.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you're not gonna provide that, there's gonna be 50 other men, fat, ugly motherfuckers that she will choose over you. I don't give a fuck how good you look because she wants that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's why you see most of these photos. There's no guy in these pictures because they can't even show the guy because that's the other 10th percentile that look like shit that are fucking 90 years old and da-da-da-da-da-da. They just got the money.
They say, the girls are posting the pictures of them on the boat, but they're not posting the person who owns the boat.
Yeah, but they will take that lifestyle because they want that life. So it doesn't matter. But if you want the certain women, you need to be able to provide.
That
and you need to be
lifestyle.
Able to give.
Yeah.
And I've had girls, at the end of the day, you need to understand, too, it's like you're doing good for yourself. I've had a girl or multiple girls or whatever at any given time. If we're going out together, I want you to look good next to me. I don't want you to be wearing a Fashion Nova outfit or wearing $10 shoes. If I'm dressed up like this, I need you to look good next to me. So I'll go out and spend $1,000, $2,000 on a dress to make sure that with the pictures that we take together, I can post. Because it makes no sense why I would be with a Fashion Nova hoe dressing like this. You know what I mean? So it's more about you doing it for yourself because you want the certain lifestyle and the image. And you do upgrade these people. And you do give these things, but you're doing it for yourself at the end of the day because they're not the people that are appreciating or getting it for themselves, or they will get it for themselves. You still do it for you.
Yeah. Man, I really good fucking episodes. A lot of hot takes, but welcome. I like it.
You need to get money. You need to make money. That's the key.
I know. Trust
you need to make money. That's, I think, a lot. Money solves a lot of problems, and as much as you may think somebody's coming after you for money, guess what? They want the lifestyle. They want to have the luxury of what everybody's striving for. And guess what? Most of these girls can't do it for themselves. Well, 99% of them will never do it for themselves. They need somebody like us to be able to provide it for them, and they'll do anything to receive it.
So you think if you can provide that lifestyle, you're of that stature as a man, fucking around with other girls, that you think that's okay in your perspective?
I don't think it's called fucking around with other girls as being an alpha. But there's a big difference between me and those guys. There's a big difference between me and the rest of those guys because then you have the 0.02 percentile where they are set to be more of the minority where I don't give a fuck how much money you have. I can still take your bitch. Because at a certain point, the money becomes irrelevant.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the girl wants to get fucked. They want the movie. They want an experience at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the day, for a man, you know what I mean? Most of the time, you just want that experience. You don't want that long-term thing anyway.
But there are some girls, I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, but there are some women, and I think it's kind of naive to think, like, oh, I want my man to be this person, make this much money, provide this type of lifestyle, but I don't want him fucking other girls. I only want him to be with me. And it's like, if you're going for it, this tier level of man who has all these options, can you really expect him to just be with you? And that goes to where
do you have the right to maybe refrain from?
Well, once you get there, that girl wouldn't be there. That girl would be automatically out of your life. I mean, on the second note, that girl wouldn't even allow you to become that man. So you need that person needs to be out of your life to begin with because they shouldn't be telling you what the fuck to do.
Oh,
because at the end of the day, you need to do what you need to do. Listen, at the end of the day, you need to be the man that you need to be. Whatever that man is for you, whatever that definition as you see it, that's going to give you that. Some people want to be able to fight. Some people want to have a certain look. Some people want to, you know, black out their cars and be gangsters. It's whatever that man that you need to be able to do that and be that for yourself. And that shouldn't be determined by what the female is going to tell you to do because they, like I said initially too, it's she will never know what the fuck you need to do and be for yourself as a man. Yeah. To be the man that you need to be. So she can never tell you nothing.
No, I get you. But it's just kind of, to me, it's kind of like, you want me to pay your bills, do all this shit. I work my ass off to become this person. You want me to spend all my money on you, and then you expect me to only be with you. And it's like, you want
the
cake and eat it too.
You're asking a question to the bitch. Do you want me to? That's not even a question. Fuck you.
Yeah, because maybe she's expecting it.
Of course you want it, but fuck you.
Yeah, but not only
I'm the one the fucking is setting the table. What the fuck are you going to tell me how to eat?
And no, and there are women that are okay with that also. Yeah. So it's like you're here arguing about one thing with one person when there's another girl who's more than willing,
right,
to accept that.
But I feel like there's this, I've seen it on social media so many times, like, oh, there's rich guys who are faithful too, and I want that
maybe
guy.
Maybe there are.
Yeah.
But there's also the ones who are
They're the ones who haven't got cut yet. I mean, that's
Dude, let me ask really you. Good, yeah. Let me ask you this, man. So, because we talk about how, you know, the man's the one providing. What's your take on all these girls doing OnlyFans and shit, dude?
I hate
and making their own and making their own money, and now they think that they're bosses because they're, you know, have their own money and their own penthouses, all that bullshit. What do you think about all that bullshit?
Well, they can only flex on people like you. I guess you can believe that, but they really are not doing shit. They're not really making money. They're prostitutes. They're fucking whores. They're not doing OnlyFans. They're selling pussy. Nobody's making crazy money doing OnlyFans. They're doing extra favors on the side and being fucking monkey whores, literally, by doing all these fucking selling underwears and playing with their fucking self. All this shit that they're doing with guys who are fucking losers on the other side of the fucking screen. Fat, disgusting, whatever the fuck they are. They're paying these hoes to be clowns. You understand? You have to be a fucking clown for $20, for $100, for any kind of money to fucking sit there and do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
Especially disgusting shit to yourself. You gotta be a fucking loser to accept that as a human. Period. Period. You have a loser nobody who has some money telling you what the fuck to do as a clown. And you're going to do it. I'm going to tell you to jump and you're going to jump. And you're a hot bitch. You're a clown loser bitch. These are the bitches that I fuck on a daily basis and I spit at them and I throw them out because they're worthless bitches. You understand? They have no value in life. If you have that much respect or value or morals for yourself, you shouldn't exist. You're disgusting. You understand? They're ruining people's lives. They're ruining themselves. They're not making money. They're flexing on people like you though. They could get money from you. They're trying to make money off of you.
Well, pretty.
I'm very passionate about this.
But because I was watching this clip on social media today, and it's like the guy was asking the girl, like, she does OnlyFans. She's like, how would you feel if your parent was watching or your dad was watching your work, your OnlyFans work? And the girl would be like, oh, like, be kind of awkward. I wouldn't want that. And it's like,
oh, I know.
And his argument was like, well, I love what I do. I'm proud of what I do. If my parents, if my mom, if my dad would be watching my work, I'll be proud. And so it's like, if you're not proud of your parents watching your life, your work, your profession, isn't that a sign that, like, you know, hey, maybe this is not what I should be doing?
See, it's not even about being proud. You need to have self-respect.
Right.
You need to have self. Life is all about respect. I respect you, respect me. You need to give me respect for me to have any kind of relationship with you or to be able to do anything with you, business, love. Any kind of relationship. If you have no self-respect for yourself, where you're going to act like a fucking clown, a monkey, you're going to be a stupid bitch selling your underwear to fucking monkeys or doing video, like the shit like this, you have no self-respect. So by allowing somebody who has no self-respect for themselves in your life, they will never respect you. They will never give you what you need because they don't have it for themselves. They don't know any better. So you can't allow that in your life, period. There is no accepting it. There is no, if your parents are okay with it, but you shouldn't be okay with it.
Yeah.
You should have more respect for yourself. You should be able to be more competent to figure other shit out. I shouldn't pay you $19.99 and see your pussy. Like, what the fuck do you mean? I can see your pussy for $19.99. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Does the same apply to, like, women who post, like, very, like, out there stuff on social media for free, I guess, right? Is that even worse?
I mean, it's all prostitution. Everybody's a whore trying to fucking get paid. I mean, it's all marketing. That's all they're doing. I mean, most of these girls, they don't have to have OnlyFans. They have a fucking email address. Inquiries, yeah. Offers. Give me an offer. Like,
Cash App link.
That's all it is. But it's all, that's the thing. The sad reality is I was thinking about this the other day. The life that these people want to live, these girls that want to live, they have no way of making this kind of money to be able to live the life that they want to live.
Sure.
There is no job, especially these girls with no English, to come into this country. Now, I'm not trying to say be funny. What the fuck are they going to do to make money to fucking afford an apartment, some shoes, some clothes, and go out? They can't.
Sex work.
I mean, what other job, what other position can they do? What other jobs can they do? They look good. They fucking, you know, they're gorgeous. They got the body. But they can't get a job that pays them more than 15, 20 bucks an hour. They're making $3,000, $4,000 a month. What the fuck can they do? They really have no other option. You know what I mean? So
I was watching this clip and the guy was asking the girl, like, oh, what profession can women or do women enter that doesn't include beauty or sex work where they earn a very high wage? And the women were like, I don't know. Nothing.
There's nothing you can do that can make over like $6,000-$7,000 a month. Like that's gonna legit be any kind of
that isn't like sex work.
As far as if you haven't gone to school, really. I mean, even if you had gone to school, but you're gonna make $10,000 a month living in Miami, trying to have these bags and go to Sexy Fish, you can't.
Yeah. So they have to do OnlyFans and do all that fucking nasty.
No, they need sugar daddies. That's why they need the daddies. That's why the daddies exist. That's why there is the old men that come to Miami with money and you sit down with 20-year-old girls and it's completely acceptable. And you know,
have you ever fallen into that? Because you're a guy who, you know, you have money.
I'm not old.
You're not old. But you don't have to be old to be a sugar daddy.
You just need money, right?
You just need money.
I don't mind giving people sugar. I just I'm a lover, man. Like I enjoy life. Everything that I do for people, I've done a lot for females.
Sure.
I take them shopping, I do them whatever, you know. But it's all out of love. It's all because I enjoy doing it. I do it because it makes me feel good. And I feel better about my
that you can
that I'm able and I can change somebody's life or I can, you know, make them feel good about themselves, you know, give them a bigger perspective in life. And I don't expect anything in return because I'm not really trying to settle down with anybody, and most of the time you fuck them and then you take them shopping. It's not like you take them shopping.
you don't exchange.
Yeah, you're just being nice. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, it's cool. We can hang out again, but I want you to dress better.
Oh, man, this has been a blast. I really appreciate you coming out, man, because it's nice to have somebody who's very candid, very honest, because so many people come on and I mean, most people are very genuine, but there's some people like, oh, I can't talk about this. I can't say this that way. I gotta, you know, be careful of what I'm saying because if not, I get canceled.
See, that's what he's saying. Yeah. It's like, who's controlling
yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah.
He's controlling himself.
About? Now, what are you worried about?
Because some people worried about, like, it's not politically correct.
What are they going to say? Yeah. Or then the comments.
Dude, we've had guests ask us to take down episodes because they couldn't.
I'm sure my episode, too. I'm sure there was a bunch of cockroaches talking shit about
it. The cockroaches. Yeah, man. I mean, we posted some of your clips, and they did very well. But then there were some people talking shit, this and this. You always have some people.
Listen, you know? At the end of the day, you know, I tell even the females, it's like everything that I've done is the reason why I am who I am today. And I may have done some bad things and good things, and I went through everything, but I am proud of who I am today. Mm-hmm. Nobody could take that away from me. And if I didn't go through all these shit that I've gone through, I wouldn't be the man I am today. So fuck everything. Fuck everyone. You know, the past is the past. I'm a bigger and better person because of it. So nobody can take that shit away from me. That's why I'm here. So I can look into anybody's eyes. And if you realize most of the time, if you're talking to people, most people have a hard time looking into each other's eyes. And that's when you know the real and the fake. And that's when you know each other's position in life. A lot of this is hierarchy that's already been set up by the nature. Like a lot of these things that the alphas and the betas and how they act and how they, you know, settle in their places and how they try their luck. It's all animal behavior. They can really tap in and understand that you just really need to be an animal and envision yourself to be this killer that you need to be. And tap into that energy. That's all you really need to do. And fuck this whole monkey behavior of what he said and what she said and what it's supposed to be and what it's expected. You know, when you meet a girl, you're supposed to take her on a date. Like all these things that are set up, you need to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No.
I'm made up.
No.
Made up bullshit anyway.
The fuck you mean? I went to dinner by myself for my birthday. I had all these girls, but I want to have dinner by myself. I fuck everybody. I don't need to go out to dinner with anybody. I want to go eat by myself. And that's what I did. I don't need, you know, but it's like not What am I doing? There's something wrong with the situation. I had the most amazing time with myself. That's what it is. It doesn't have to be any type of way. I don't need to go to the club. I don't need to have a girl date with me. Fuck all of them.
He's doing whatever the fuck he wants.
I like that. That's the way. That's really how you live. How you want to live your life.
No, because the thing is, when you want to do what you want, or maybe you find that passion, you find that thing that you want to go after, and you want to kill for it, right? You're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have the people telling you you can't do shit. You're going to have the people, or like he's saying, like, that they, no, I'd rather do this instead of that. Yeah. It's like, well, fuck you then. Like, fuck you for getting in my way.
Well, you got to let them go. That's why, that's the thing. You got to be able to be like, fuck off then, let me go. I'm going to keep on moving. You got to keep on replacing people and letting things go. I'll give you guys a good quote. It's been in my gym. I've been sharing it recently. It's called, it says, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. So the moment you realize what you, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. So once you decide this is the man that I want to be, you create that vision. Once you see A, B, it needs to be this. I want to be that. Once you envision that, once you can see the man that you need to be, the next morning you could become that man by just waking up and acting and walking and talking like that man. Nobody's going to stop you. You're not going to go find that guy. You already know. Once you know, you just wake up as that guy the next day. And that's it.
Yeah, there's so much power in your mind that you create the life that you want to live. And that's really what it boils down to.
Well, if you want to be that good-looking, sharp dude, that go fucking get a haircut, put a new outfit on, put yourself, get some new shades, fucking clean, stop acting. Stop talking and acting different. Guess what? Everybody's going to look at you different. And life is going to change just like that.
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
That's why it's also nice to start, like, also a big part is people have this perception of you. But let's say you move somewhere else and you start over, you can create a whole new image of who you want to be. Because people, like, at this point in life, the people that you see every day, they already have this vision, this perception of you. But let's say you go to a different city and you start over, you can be a whole new person. You can be whoever you want to be.
Social media will let that happen. Oh, yeah. Okay. I came from L.A. All that bullshit came with me from L.A.
those cockroaches following you
the
over
the cockroaches came from across the border.
They fucking got on the plane.
Yeah, no, they swim across. No, it's going to happen. That's the thing. When I realized initially I took it to heart and I got hurt, my feelings were hurt because I'd never been the bad guy, you know. I was like, I fuck with everybody, you know. I don't question what your race is. I fit in with everybody. Initially, it hurt, but and then you realize it's part of life where the more success you're going to have, the more people are going to come at you with the negative, and it's all about overcoming. And the reality is to be strong enough to be able to take this negativity, to be able to overcome these things and continue to do that on a daily basis. And but you need to be mentally and physically strong to be able to continue, because it's going to come.
Hmm. So it sounds like more money, more problems.
Yeah,
but the thing is that's why it's essential to keep on working out and reading books and keep on
developing,
taking time for yourself and recharging and resetting for what you need to be, the man that you need to be, because everything that happens on a daily basis takes it away from you. Just even having the people around you, just your girlfriend alone, takes away from you. As a man.
Mm. So we should break up with our girlfriends?
ASAP.
Make sure she doesn't watch this.
ASAP. Yeah. I'm going to get canceled.
No. Break up with your girlfriend.
You can do it tonight. Yeah. Man, I appreciate you coming on. Do you have any... we're wrapping it up now, but anything for the new year? Well, this episode will be out in 2024. But anything that... How do you want to tackle 2024? Anything that you have envisioned for yourself?
Well, there's no limit to what's going to happen. We've got some ideas.
Ooh, I like that. Quick plug.
Come on, way
ahead. Really, this is what it is. You never know what's going to happen. Every day that we live to the most, you know, every day opens up a new door for what's going to be next. So we're just trying to make the most of every day and live it to the fullest. And because of it, just like I said, once you do that, the new doors and everything else will open. And you don't have to wait until New Year's. You can start tomorrow, you know.
I feel incredibly inspired. Thank you so much, man. Fucking fire. And thank you, man. Chris, anything?
Yeah, before we wrap up, so we had asked you some questions last time. I don't know if we asked these already, but there's one that I really, really liked, and I kind of want to ask you. So this is coming from the Basics card game. It's one of the games that we came up. It's basically what we have been talking about, man. Yeah. The questions that you want to be asking, especially when you're just started a relationship, or at least if you've been with someone for a while, these are the questions that you probably should have asked already.
Yeah.
So if you've been with them for a couple months already and you still don't know any of this shit that we've been asking, if all you know is their favorite color, their favorite number, and where they like to eat, you might want to start asking some of these real questions. Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, we have a man who's like, fuck all that shit. Yeah. Do whatever the fuck I want. Exactly. But hey, this works with your friends, too.
I don't give a fuck about your favorite color.
I don't answer your questions.
Fair enough. But we would like for you to ask.
Let's go.
And I think this is going to be really fitting to what we've talked about today. All right. So from the coffee break up the basics, what's the accomplishment you are most proud of?
My kids. My kids are my greatest accomplishment. I'm going to be able to leave a legacy where they're going to be able to continue on what I'm doing. So I'm proud of my kids. And everything else is going to come and go. That's the only thing that's really going to inspire me to keep on going. And, you know, looking them take over and, you know, run with that. That's going to be amazing to watch. Other than that, everything is replaceable.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
The legacy.
With that being said, we're wrapping up. Hold on. We end it with the final thoughts. All right, man. And there's been so much hot takes, so much fucking bombs you've been dropping on this. I'm telling you, man, I want to run through that brick wall right now. But to wrap it up, right, especially with the end of the year, things like that, what would be some final thoughts that you kind of want to, you know, share with the world, or maybe something, a message that you live that's very passionate to you that you want to just make sure everybody else can kind of feed into? What would that be?
I think the biggest key is just be happy within yourself, guys. Just make sure that whatever you're doing and whatever you're about, you're happy with it. At the end of the day, you know, everything that we do in life is for us to be happy. Work, girlfriend, and everything else. Your heart needs to be in a good place. Once your heart is in a good place, you're in peace. You can never do no wrong. Even if you make mistakes, your heart was in a good place. You tried. It was the best that you could have done. You shouldn't try to fuck anybody over. Live your life, and anybody try to fuck with you, you fuck them over. You know what I'm saying? As simple as that. It's all about respect. Nobody should be able to step on you, and nobody should be able to take advantage of you. And there should be consequences for everything. That's all. You know what I mean? That's how you get in places in life. If you let people step on you and take advantage, that's what happens to the people that, you know, end up staying in their places for the rest of their lives. You know, they get stepped on over and over, so.
Get stuck.
Don't let anybody step on you, and don't let anybody tell you what to do or how far you can go. Keep going until you die.
Fuck if that. Die, no limit, die. Son. No limit,
yeah. All no. in.
Fucking limit, dog.
Fucking great. Thank you so much, bro.
You were fucking a delight. Don't worry about that. We'll figure that shit out. Hey, thank you so much, brother. We really do appreciate you coming out here. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Till next time.
Ciao.
Ciao.